This perennial question has always been in the church. What really made Saul and changed him into Paul? That encounter at Damascus that you have heard today is something that is unexplainable by human senses or understanding or comprehension. But for Paul, is what's so real, so personal, so intimate, so powerful that it changed his life. St. Paul never knew Jesus as a human person living on earth because he would not be in the original group of disciples. The Jesus that Paul knew is the resurrected Jesus. And on the road to Damascus, when Jesus appeared to Paul, he asked him a very personal way, "Why are you persecuting me?" This resurrected Jesus now identified himself with the suffering of the church, with the suffering of the disciples, with the suffering of those who believe. Jesus suffered in his own body, in the believers who had to face persecution, who had to face hardships, who had to face the challenges, who had to face a lot of trials for his name. So we too recognize that even now, Jesus continued to suffer, not in a physical sense, but in a loving way, with all those who are still being persecuted for their faith. And from all those persecution, Jesus continued to raise up men and women who were enemies of the cross, enemies of the faith, and changed their heart, just as Saul was changed into Paul. Do you and I believe that Jesus continued to change hearts? That he continued to call men and women who seemed to be enemies and opposing him and changed them into his disciples, into his messengers, into his apostles, and into his instruments of peace? That is possible. We have seen it over and over again, not only with the life of St. Paul, but in the lives of the saints as well. And we have seen that in our own lives. There were times when we were lost, when there were times when we stood against God, do not believe him. There were times when we stray away from him and did not want anything to do with God. There were times when we did not love Jesus, but Jesus continued to love us, to change our heart, made us from Saul into Paul. But the question I would like to ask each and every one of you, and me in particular, that we, even though might be hesitant, like Ananias today, to lay hand and to heal the one who seemed to be different than us, the one who was persecuting us, the one who seemed to be our enemy, will we trust in God? Will we lay hand and pray for those who are different than us? So that God can work in them and change them as well. Ananias had his own reservation, but the Lord told him that this is the man that had been chosen by me, and he will suffer greatly for me. Do we, as disciples, will cooperate with the grace of God? So that we can bring those who seem to be different than us back to him? Or will we become the obstacle that push those people away? Without Ananias, perhaps Paul would remain as Saul, and Paul would not be healed. We are all instrumental in that part of conversion of people who seem to be enemies of the cross, enemies of Christ. We might be that Ananias for Paul today. So my brothers and sisters, it's important that each and every one of us whether we're called to change our life radically for the gospel, just like St. Paul today, or someone who are hesitant or reserved or have questions about God's plan in our lives, like Ananias. Each and every one of us need to step back, do our part, so that the grace of God can change us, convert us, and make us into His instrument. And I'll end my homily today by reminding each and everyone that Jesus reminded Ananias that Paul was chosen not to be someone glorious, someone who will have it all easy. But what did Jesus said? This man had been chosen for the gospel, and he will suffer greatly. Those who want to follow Jesus will suffer greatly in many sense. But at the end of the day, we know why. Because we have met Jesus, we have known Him, we have loved Him, and He is real.